Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
It is the good, the bad, and the dumb Monday morning edition. It is the post-Halloween edition. Week 8 in the NFL edition. I don't know what else to say. Let's just get the good of the day.
Well, you know what? I think we're going to encompass all of that today. So why don't we start with Halloween edition?
Okay.
Because there were, many players seized this opportunity to come out to wearing costumes. And there were two that I'm going to highlight. The first was Myles Garrett.
Oh, Myles Garrett was great.
And if we remember Myles Garrett, we talked about him a couple weeks ago with his yard decoration where he had tombstones of different quarterbacks that he has sacked this season in his front yard.
Yeah.
You know, their name and number and, you know, just, you know, rest in peace here or things like that. That was fantastic. He took it a step further. He showed up to the game on Sunday in the Grim Reaper outfit with all the quarterback's names that he's ever sacked on his back.
That was very cool. That was really good. I liked it a lot. I thought it was very very classy.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger liked it too. He had high praise for Myles Garrett at the end of the game yesterday.
No, it's a clever idea.
Yeah,
you know,
did good.
He's there to kill you.
Yeah, so, that's right.
As the kids would say.
That was a good costume.
The other one that I got to highlight is Josh Allen.
Yeah, Josh Allen. Get to this because it even got a response on Twitter.
Josh Allen showed up to what's the new park called? What's the park called again? I mean, I thought it was Rich Stadium.
Like New Era Field.
New Era
or
Field
like
or something.
Yeah.
Something dumb. Yeah. Keep it that old name. But anyways, he showed up to the game on Sunday against the Dolphins dressed as Phil Mickelson.
Phil Mickelson. I loved it.
Complete as he's walking into the tunnel, they even stops for the camera and does a calf pose because we know Phil never skips calves day.
Yeah, he was great.
Now, the best, like you were alluding to, was the response that he got from Lefty himself.
Yeah, Phil Mickelson went right onto Twitter and loved it.
And this is what he said. I find this new version of Josh Allen so seductive, and yet I can't quite put my finger on it, on what exactly it is. Go Bills!
That's great.
I mean, that's the way you expect him to.
That's good. Good job.
Respond to, right?
Good job.
Just, you know, feel. He's just feeling Phil.
Yeah. That was awesome. I loved it. I never can come up with something original like that.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. I mean, I went as Waldo again.
Yeah, I know. I bought it, that whole Harry Potter thing when my kids were little, and I wear it, and my kids are getting sick of it. I go,
yeah.
Well, I don't know what. I'm getting lazy.
I even
lazy.
Got called out. We went over to some friend's house. She's like, oh, you're Waldo again. And I'm like,
yeah.
You see me.
My my daughter's friend, they grew up together. He came to the house last night. He goes, why aren't you in your Harry Potter costume? I go, I decided not to wear it this. She goes, it won't be Halloween without you wearing that costume. I go, thanks, man. I appreciate it. But then it hit me. That's all he's ever seen me in for the last 9 years.
I thought you were going to say, really? 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 I'll be right back.
I know. I almost did.
Man, the candy table.
Stay right here, everybody. I know you all want to go out, but you stay right here. I'll be right down with my cape and my tie and my scarf that I spend money on to impress my children when they were younger.
Yeah, the scar might be a little off, but you know it's the best I could do in 30 seconds.
The best I could do. That was expensive too. It was one of those Party City costumes, which was not exactly cheap. And I drove into the ground. You know how people buy cars and drive into the ground? I drove that costume into the ground.
See, this is one of the reasons why I love Halloween, that when Halloween falls on an NFL Sunday.
Yeah.
Because all these guys, I mean, everyone was just coming in dressed up. It's fantastic. And I have to believe that they have someone to say, hey, you should do this year. This is what's trending. This will gain a reaction.
That's right.
Because I feel like if I was left to my own devices to come up with himself, I'm at, you know, the costume shop on Saturday night.
Yeah, that's right.
Trying to figure out, okay, what can I wear?
Exactly. Exactly. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, and I'm not even sure why this was a thing, but it's goes out to Villanova basketball fans. who stormed the court on Saturday. Now, Villanova had an exhibition game against Hoops Mania. I don't really know what Hoops Mania is. It's just an exhibition game. Doesn't really mean anything. I'm thinking it's kind of like their, what do they call that?
It's like a traveling all-star team?
Yeah, but it's like midnight. Midnight Madness. It kind of had that feel to it. But it goes to the fans because they decided to storm the court.
They were that excited that they beat Hoops Mania?
I guess. But the funny thing was, and there's a viral video, check it out, the court is elevated.
Oh, no.
Just slightly elevated. So everyone who's running on the court was tripping.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, it's fantastic. There's
anybody
people...
get seriously hurt?
Well, there's one guy who fell over, tried to get back up, but then got knocked down again because people were falling as well.
Yeah, and no kidding.
And kind of using him as to stay up. And so I don't think anyone got seriously hurt, but it is just kind of funny that, you know, people were just tripping. I mean, it's not like a huge elevation, just ever so slightly elevated.
Were they just doing? I mean, I can't imagine. I can't think of a reason why
I
they
couldn't
would,
either.
Other than just a bunch of students being crazy and just being like, let's storm the court. Why not?
It's Friday night.
Yeah,
let's storm the court.
Yeah, that's funny that you mentioned that because I was driving up to my high school football game on Friday, and it's like a 45-minute drive, and I was just kind of scanning the dial, and I landed on a station. That was carrying Kentucky basketball, and they were talking, and then they were ready to go with some exhibition game they were doing. And what amazed me was it was treated by the broadcasters and the team like it was a regular season game against like LSU. I mean, they were all in, coaches pregame, talking about their opponent, exhibition game. Rupp Arena, all of that, and I thought, oh my God, basketball season's here already.
I mean, are they
exhibition games right around? Now we're gonna have regular season right around.
Maybe they're all practicing as well. Like maybe the fans storming the courts. Like, well, let's practice here.
Let's practice when we win the championship.
I guess it's good for Villanova because next time they'll know, hey, when you get down there, step up.
Maybe so. Yeah.
So that way we don't look like a fool on national TV.
College is coming on the 9th.
I mean, when I first read the headline that they're storming the court, I was like, has Villanova fallen that far?
Yeah, no.
No, they're not.
That's no.
That was the other thing.
That's the weird thing.
Like, did they take down some opponent that deserved? I mean, did they just beat an NBA team?
Right.
That's the only thing I could think of.
That's what I'm thinking. Is this like the Harlem Globetrotters or something? Is this like one of those traveling professionals that – we'll be like, well, we'll play your college team.
For some cash.
As long as we can throw some buckets of confetti and play Sweet Georgia Brown and pass the ball around on our fingertips. And you go, okay, sure. Yeah. Oh, man, I don't know. I don't know why you would storm the court. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Now, hear me out. This isn't really dumb. I'm more confused than anything, okay, about this.
Okay.
And I mean, it's probably a simple explanation, but I am a little confused because at the Bills game, Bills against Dolphins yesterday, there was a certain celebrity in attendance.
Okay.
Who got a rousing ovation from the fans when he appeared out of the suite that he was watching the game in.
I know who this is.
And I'm just setting it up because I'm going to play. You know, I kind of cut this clip up just a little bit just to get the little gist of who it was.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly, at one of my favorite places. We call it Rich Stadium back then. Hard to believe that it was like 48 years ago that we opened this stadium. It was my fifth year in the league. And it was a year that I gained 2,000 yards in 14 games. And as a team, we went over 3,000 yards, which was an NFL record. And I got to add, it was only in 14 games back then. Well, they're playing the Miami Dolphins, my Bills. And when I was in Buffalo, my rookie year, we beat the Dolphins. Never beat them again. 8 more years, playing them twice a year. We never won. But guess what? Now they're talking about building a new stadium. That tells me I'm getting really old. But today, I'm here to watch my Buffalo Bills kick some butt. I'm just saying. Take care and good luck with your fantasy today.
Was that the first time he's been up there since the, and I'm going to say this nicely, the Bruno Amali shoe fiasco where they photographed him doing the sidelines at Bills Stadium and then blew it up in court?
Oh, maybe.
Because I can't imagine the Buffalo Bills.
I thought you were going to say, is that the first time he's been there since the murders?
Well, yeah, that basically since the murders. All right, I'm going to ask this. I'm going to ask this question.
All right,
and I have to preface it by saying there's. I can't think of another way to say this, and it's going to sound disrespectful to Goldman and the Brown families, and I don't want to do that because they lost loved ones. But it is getting to a point with OJ, like time is healing a lot of wounds. People are acting as if he didn't do anything. Like, people are treating him like they gave him a standing ovation. There were people lined up to take their picture with him.
Yes.
Like, they were cheering him. And I thought to myself, either they all have amnesia or we just went, oh, that was like 25 years ago.
Or are we just going, it's just a juice.
Right, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
What exactly are we doing as a society with O.J. Simpson? What exactly are we doing with him? Because
he's living the best damn life I've ever seen.
Gone full circle. He is back where he left off.
He will be appearing in Naked Gun 55 and a fifth at some point.
Seriously, look, the broadcasting world would have passed him by. Like, if he had never committed the murders, he had never gone to jail, he had never done anything, the broadcasting world would have probably gone with other people. OJ would have had his time, and then he would just disappear like other athletes have disappeared.
Yeah, he'd be like kind of like a Joe Montana in a way. Where Joe, you see him in a commercial.
Right.
You'll hear him in an interview, but that's it.
But this thing he's doing where he's playing golf and showing up to things and all of a sudden he's warmly received by the Buffalo Bills.
This is kind of my other question. I mean, maybe it's ended. I don't know. I know it's been a while since he was released from prison, but is that a file? Is he still have to stay in Vegas or Nevada?
That's a good question.
Like I thought he was still kind of on parole. Maybe I'm wrong.
That's a really good question because it was only a couple of years ago that he got on parole. He got probation or not parole. Not probation is when you don't go to jail. Parole is when
he's out.
Was when you're out.
But I thought he had to stay
still,
in the state.
You're still kind of like, yeah, you still, unless you get permission.
I mean, did he have to get permission? And then that's even more fantastic.
What a bizarre. I'm sorry. It's just the most bizarre turn of events for a guy.
It really is.
Like, literally, people are totally forgetting he murdered two people.
Yeah,
they're like either they don't want to remember it, or they don't care to know it because maybe it was
for the young people now.
It's before their time.
I literally think it's just people are just like, oh, whatever.
On Twitter, like every comment would be something about a knife or cutting.
Yes.
Or now it's all you're the best juice. You should run for president, juice. You tell it like it is. You should get a TV job, juice.
I mean, here's the first comment out of the box right after this, right? ESPN need to look beyond their murders and hire OJ. He is very good and knows his stuff.
Yeah. And then ESPN should overlook murdering two people so they can get his hot football takes on television.
Yeah, somebody else who had a photo with him, one of the nicest people and just a cool and genuine person.
Unbelievable. this is unbelievable. All right, I could do this all day. I have got to run to a break, but I could literally scream about. I might do it coming out of the break.
We might have to.
It's Tony D. Ron Culver's Wake Up Call.
You're listening to Wake Up Call on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios,
Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people will help you navigate their wide selection to find just the right wiper blades for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts will even install your wiper blades free of charge. See better and drive safer with new wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. All right, so we were just talking about OJ, the fact that he was at the Buffalo Bills game and just getting an ovation. Again, I get it. He's a hero, whatnot, but it seems like we forgot he killed two people. You know what this reminds me of? This is at least what I want to have happen. Do you remember that movie Backdraft from the early 90s?
Yes, of course.
Remember that one?
Kurt Russell and one of the Baldwins.
Yeah, one of the Baldwins. And Robert De Niro was in it. And so was Donald Sutherland.
Yeah.
And if you remember, Donald Sutherland played an arsonist, a crazy arsonist, right? And every single year, he would go in front of the parole board, and every single year, Robert De Niro would show up with the same burnt doll. And he would go up, and he'd let Donald Sutherland go up to the parole board, tell him how he was rehabilitated, and how he'd learned the errors of his ways, and he was just, he felt like he did his time, and he just wants to make things right, all of those things. And then Robert De Niro would step up, walk over to him, take the doll out, show it to him, start talking to him, and the next thing you know, Donald Sutherland's like, I want to burn it all to the ground. I want to burn it all to the ground. And then they would go, thanks, see you next year, and he would leave. That was his yearly thing. Soon as you people get crazy thinking you're going to send this arsonist back out there to society, remember, he burns people for, this is what he does. And I feel like we have to do that with OJ every now and then. Like, every year there should be a reminder that he killed two people. Don't get all caught up on the golf course or at Bills games or wanting him on TV. I can't believe somebody said they should overlook the murders to put him on TV for football hot takes. Like, there isn't 10,000 other people doing football hot takes. Like, that's insane to me. You know what bothers me about that tweet? The guy who wrote that tweet acknowledges the murders. It's not like he's too young to remember or whatever. He acknowledges that that two people died and OJ is responsible for it. It's amazing to me, but that's where we're at right now. But he is a good Twitter follow, man.
He is.
Like, for what he's delivering, he's a good Twitter follow. I get what people, I get frustrated, but at the same time, I kind of understand.
I mean, like, he is so charismatic.
He's really charismatic.
Oozing charisma that you can't help but like sit there and just like, I could have a good conversation with him. And in the back of my mind, knowing like, you know, just don't say the wrong thing. You know?
What's that line from Usual Suspects? What's that line that Kaiser Soze says? The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a philosophical line too. That's kind of the same thing with OJ.
Kind of feels that way, yeah.
Like OJ would be a pariah if he was nasty and mean and rude and you know, just absolutely an awful person. But because he's not an awful person in the way the public sees him, because he's nice, because he shakes hands, because he likes public attention, because he likes people reaching out to him, he loves that people love him. He wants that. He adores that. Because of that, he always puts a smiley face on it. And because he always puts a smiley face on it, it's hard to believe what he did.
And Twitter's probably the greatest thing for him.
Right.
Like, exactly. In his mind, it's like, I get to reach out to millions of people all the time and look at all these comments. And sure, some of the comments are horrible, but, you know, we were saying just at the end of the segment, last segment, you're starting to see a shift in these comments where people are like, oh, he's just a really great guy. He's fantastic.
Yeah. And look, and
like at the very beginning, it was like, oh, you murdered two people. You know, you took a stab at Twitter. Great job.
Right. Like, but think about what he did in that tweet with that video. He's like, man, I can't believe 49 years ago we opened up this play. We never used to beat the Dolphins, and now we're beating the Dolphins. He's reminiscing. He's reminding you of who he is. He's reminding you what a great player he was without saying he was a great player. He's doing all of those things to set up the the adoration that he's expecting will come his way from that. That's what he's doing.
God.
Isn't it remarkable?
That's why it's not really dumb. I'm just confused.
No, and you know what? It goes back. I mean, imagine. I mean, those of us who were alive when the verdict came down on that October day when he was acquitted of those charges, you still felt like this guy's life is over. Like, he may not go to jail, but everybody believes he did it, right? And there was a period of time where his life was over. There was a period of time where people ignored him and he had to do crazy things and he was doing wacky TV shows that were awful. And, you know, he really disappeared for a while and nobody wanted a part of him. And, you know, that famous scene in that documentary where his friend gives him a hug at the gas station. He says, "I knew that he knew that I knew we would never see each other again."
Yeah.
Like that moment where but then he does this robbery thing. He goes to jail. He comes out and people are like, "All right, man, let's warm up." You know, he went on radio shows. He's talking to media. He's talking to people and people are warming up to it. And now you look back and go, nope, it all came around. He's being loved again. He's being loved again. People love the juice. Right. And that it's really amazing. It's just amazing that we've gone this circle.
It really is.
Because, man, you watched that fall apart in the 90s. You watched that whole thing come apart. And you're like, my God, he's going to live with this for the rest of his life. He's going to be all that's going to be taken away. Now, give it time. He's not getting the Rockingham mansion back. But over time, he's getting what he always wanted. He wanted the fame. He wanted the love of the public. And that's slowly coming. It's sad, but it's slowly coming back to him. It's amazing. All right, more on the NFL, especially some of the games, including the Buffalo Bills, the game OJ was at. What a slow start, but they turned it on as we continue with Wake Up Call.